Chilly winds and whiteout conditions didn't stop a team of emergency responders from mounting a unique exercise at the port of Dutch Harbor on Friday. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal was there and has the story.
It was almost impossible to make out the Coast Guard cutter Monroe as it sat on Alaska's municipal dock on Friday afternoon. The white ship disappeared behind blowing snow, but a line of red SUVs and ambulances from Unalaska's fire department stuck out like a sore thumb. They were waiting for an off-duty police officer to open fire. Clad in a camouflage jacket and beanie, Officer Kyle Haskins strode toward the dock and began firing blank ammunition into the air. On cue, a handful of Coast Guard personnel lined up in front of the ship fell to the ground. They were the casualties in this mass shooting drill.
Where's my arm?
It's right next to you.
Where?
You have
Lieutenant Junior Grade Garrett Wright played the role of an amputee as personnel from the cutter's battle dress station tended to his wounds. Richard Martin is a part of that medical crew.
So we go to any scene that we can possibly save the personnel, we remove them. But we assess also on scene that, you know, if we can save them or not.
Martin watched as Unalaska's emergency medical responders swooped in and started affixing tags to victims, sorting out who was deceased, who was alive but badly hurt.
Second chest wound.
Okay. Yeah, exit one.
Exit one?
Okay.
It has not been treated, right?
No, not yet.
Just okay. The patch.
The patients were transported in ambulances for further care. It took some work to figure out how Unalaska's small fleet could be stretched to accommodate those patients and how to coordinate the cutter's crisis response with local police. Radio calls flew back and forth.
From Cutter Monroe, this is a drill. Active shooter has been identified as a white male, 6 feet tall, wearing tan pants, a black hat, camouflage jacket, wearing gloves, carrying a long gun. Over.
Communication was a big component of the exercise. The Monroe is required to go through mass shooting drills, but they haven't always focused on working with local law enforcement. And Richard Martin says the cutter's last exercise in Kodiak also didn't involve as much planning.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things that just happened, and it was like, what do we do? but obviously we're a lot better this time.
The shooter was disabled by a local police officer. Response times were fast, and communication was pretty smooth, even when things got tense. Alejandro Bong Tungle is a manager for North Pacific Fuel. They have a contract to fill up the Coast Guard's cutters, and Tungle agreed to play along.
So while fueling, I heard 4 shots. So I ran next to the landing craft on that little cabin in there and hide in there.
Coast Guard personnel couldn't take any chances. When they found Tungle had run aboard the ship, they put the fuel manager in handcuffs.
About 30 minutes on my stomach. Laying down, on my stomach.
While they figured out who he was and whether he had anything to do with the attack on the port. Once Tungle was released, crews at North Pacific Fuel and other facilities nearby started practicing their lockdown procedures. Those marine support businesses wanted to be a part of the exercise. And as with most activities in Unalaska, they weren't about to hold for weather. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.